watch out. Out of the way, everybody. We got a coomer coming through. Yeah, apparently liking attractive women in a video game makes you a complete gooner and coomer just because you want to see somebody, I don't know, semi-attractive when you play a video game in 2024. Surprise! Who knew? Yeah, this whole thing came about because apparently Stellar Blade has been causing a kerfuffle on Twitter and in gaming journalist circles. Yeah, apparently everybody was okay with trying to every character in Baldur's Gate 3 last year. In fact, the big thing that's been going on is that IGN France made an article recently about the actual demo for Stellar Blade. And in the article, they called the main character a doll. Where have I heard this before? Every single time there is a main character who has attractive features, all of a sudden, it's not about the video game anymore. It's all about how often you can play with one hand while you're playing the video game. So make sure you're capping up on your zinc, my boys. That way you can look just like Peter North on a regular basis. But we've done this song and dance so many times before. We've done this with 2B, we've done this with Bayonetta, we've done this with basically every game that came out on the PS2 era. I mean, who can forget Prince of Persia, Warrior Within, with that amazing introduction that we saw on, you know, our big screen TVs with our parents in the house and your dad going, yeah, when he found out you had a PlayStation 2 and that was the game that was on screen. So you see, today we're not going to talk about just that specifically. I want to break down the hypocrisy of all of this. And there is a lot of hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. So let's break this down and get right to it, because people on Twitter are really mad and they want to yuck on your yum. Permaban tweets out, BIGN France tries to trash Stellar Blade and say ShiftUp's CEO has never seen a woman. Meanwhile, ShiftUp's CEO is actually married over 10 years and his wife is a prolific artist. Game journals not only can't help but talk trash, they can't help but being factually wrong too. And this is the funny part about all of this. In fact, the actual writer of IGN France's article with Stellar Blade, in fact, did call her quite a few things. Here are some things on the screen you can look at and see what he was calling her. Yeah, and the fact that ShiftUp CEO and his wife is... Listen, his wife is something that these guys will never be able to touch or even look at in the same direction. I'm quite sure that anyone who was sitting there and looked at the ShiftUp CEO wife in real life would literally just mess themselves in their pants being unable to talk to them or become a stuttering actual mess if they saw her in real life. You can tell exactly what kind of person people are by the way they talk about women online. Isn't that interesting? You know what's really interesting about all of this, though? Because nature has proved this theory correct, and it happens quite often. You see, every time you kind of see someone who is a ally of this entire movement or tries to be a social justice warrior fighting for the right side, it just turns out that they are actually the worst possible human being on the face of the earth. Like I said before, nature has proven this before, where predators will then look like other things that they are hunting in order to try and capture those specific things. Even parasites do that. Isn't that interesting? But you see, thankfully, the internet is not just full of complete garbage from people. Here is an actual proper tweet from a woman. Surprise. Epic Treasure tweets out, just because I think Eve from Stellar Blade does not mean that I am a or that I am starved. It's a hot woman and I find it incredulous people are denying that. Thank you, someone with common actual sense. Some people just want to look at attractive things, and that happens quite often. In fact, that happens all the time. Sitting there and saying, oh, you only want to look at Stellar Blade or you only want to play this game because she's attractive. No, that's a part of it, but that's not the whole thing. The thing is, though, women like attractive things too. Lesbians exist. Are you guys forgetting this concept? Who knew? Crystal Williams then tweets out, weird gamers, you can't make sexy women in games anymore. I'm sorry, but did all of you losers miss how feral everyone was going over Lady D? We love sexy characters. We just don't like your unsexy version of sexy. Ah, yes. Here's what it is. We're gonna do the kink shame is what we're gonna do, Crystal, right? You love sexy characters. You just want it to be your kind of sexy, not everybody else's kind of sexy. We're gonna do the kink shame thing? Is that what we're gonna do? The entire internet was super horny for Lady D. That's because Lady D is hot and she's like 7 feet tall. Who doesn't want a dommy mommy? Last year, everybody was lusting over basically every single character in Baldur's Gate 3. Karlach, Shadowheart, Gale. I mean, well, Gale's kind of weird. But even then, Astarion, everybody was losing their mind about it. In fact, Baldur's Gate 3 jumped up 70 spots in Steam's Most Wanted list because of the fact that they showed the bear sex scene. That's okay. That's fine. A bear's cool, right? We're good with that. That's fine. But a girl in a skin-tight suit who's attractive, that's not okay? Who made you the moral arbiter of things? Just because you don't like it doesn't mean everybody else can't like it. Again, don't try to yuck on someone's yum. Let them enjoy their yum. It has nothing to do with you. If you don't like the way the Steel Blade character looks, then don't play the game. Isn't that what you tell everybody else?
If you don't like the fact that SBI worked on a video game, then don't buy it.
Okay, don't buy it. Follow your own advice. Why is this all of a sudden an issue for everybody? And honestly, I can really point out the double standard because I had to go back in the TISM files of my brain and pull back an article from 2013. This is from Kotaku, where they said, Far Cry's Voss makes for one sexy pinup by Luke Plunkett. Boy. It's almost like we can totally sit there and I can pull up so many more examples that I just wanted to pick this one because it was the most relevant in my brain at the time. Yeah, I know. TISM powers activate. But the thing is, you can find so many other articles of even Kotaku, IGN, and etc. All either thirsting for Ryu, thirsting for Zangief, thirsting for every single male character in a video game, where every single guy is jacked to the fucking gills, will take more sauce injected into their body and make the Liver King jealous and find out what kind of syrup they're on, to then go through and look like an Adonis of a god, and nobody bats a freaking eye. You know what guys say? Here's what we say. Damn, I gotta get to the freaking gym. We don't get mad about it. We don't get angry about it. We don't post horrible tweets about it. We don't talk about boycotting the game. We don't call other girls coomers because of it. Although you guys are just coomers in secret, let's be honest. That's really what happens. You just don't show it, but you are inside. Look, I've seen what happens on Twitch. Y'all are a bunch of coomers. Let's not forget every single time we had the Twilight series show up and a bunch of 40-year-old women who were gooning over that one kid every single time. Now, that isn't creepy as hell in all sense, but hey, you know what? The double standards, let me tell you. But let's keep going on this psycho train, shall we? Because David Jaffe decided to tweet out, I love how the game that's supposed to be for real men who love hot chicks and hate wokeness rewards them for pre-ordering with lots of clothes and accessories to play dress-up with. Nobody tell this man about Fashion Frame. Nobody tell this man about Fashion Souls. Nobody tell this man about Fashion Hunter. Nobody tell this man about Asmongold transmog competitions. Nobody tell this man about anything that happens at all whatsoever. Jaffe, what is the point of this actual tweet? Were you trying to say that because guys wanted to have a character look good in specific kinds of clothing that they're not actually men? Are you trying to like demean men with this? Are you trying to like say like, oh, you're not really, you're actually gay because you want to have your character look a certain way? Is that what you're trying to say? Because the crazy part about this is that women like attractive characters too. In fact, Susie even said it. She wants to go ahead and play dress up with her character inside of this game. So I don't understand where you're coming from at this. Women like to see attractive things as well. Again, lesbians actually exist. So I don't know why you're trying to sit here and talk about like men being tough and ending wokeness to then go ahead and dressing up a character. Everybody does that. That's the whole point. And honestly, this is really rich coming from the creator of God of War, who in fact made multiple games that have games as the mini game, and you had to rotate your thumbstick as how hard you would in that game. But hey, all of a sudden, now we have an issue with how characters look, right? Even though Kratos was jacked to the gills as well. Ash Parrish says, there is a subtle but important distinction between empowering sexuality a la Bayonetta and male gaze, ass, and titties sexuality. Ah yes, Ash Parrish, the same individual who went ahead and wrote that horrible article for The Verge about Gamergate 2.0 and totally obfuscated all the actual evidence, completely misinformed everyone about what was even going on. That same Ash Parrish, you're now sitting here defending Bayonetta as if she was sort of like empowering, when in reality, the same person who you fawn over, Anita Sarkeesian, was lambasting Bayonetta when in fact it came out previously. Don't believe me?
But it gets even better, because one of her most powerful weapons involves her stripping all her clothes off and turning her hair into an evil demon weapon fighting machine. Did you get that? The whole taking all her clothes off in order to use her hair as a weapon? Because clearly you can't use your hair to drag demons down to hell, if you're fully.
So again, here we are getting caught lying, where in the past, everyone was crapping all over 2B and Bayonetta and how she looked, even though it was designed by a woman for Bayonetta. And even though Yoko Taro just likes girls, and that's why he designed 2B that way. And if you even played Nier Automata, you would understand why 2B is designed the way she is designed. Clearly, it just shows you've never played the video game if you don't understand why. So here we are, seeing everything unfold in front of us, and we're now saying that Bayonetta is empowering, even though we have evidence to prove that back then that wasn't the case. But all of a sudden, Stellar Blade is not empowering. Do any of you guys have any sort of like consistency whatsoever in what you guys do on like a regular basis? None of this makes any sense whatsoever. Why are we doing this all the time? In fact, it's gotten so bad that now we're attacking other YouTubers because of this. Weird. In fact, RGT85 made a video about this the other day, where he says, "Oh boy, journalism strikes again. Watch here." And his thumbnail was in fact a line from the IGN France article, where he went ahead and talked about how Stellar Blade's character looks like a doll. Of course, this was photoshopped in the thumbnail of the video, and they went ahead and they posted it, because that's what a good thumbnail does. It gets your attention. You see, it turns out, though, that people were so angry about this thumbnail, saying it was misinformation, and it wasn't in the tweet, and it was the wrong handle, that he got community noted because of it. That's how angry people got about this. Think about that. In fact, they got so bad that now YouTube responded to that same thread and said they were looking into this. YouTube. Looking into RGT for a clickbait thumbnail. Does YouTube not even know what they do on their website anymore? This is how angry people are getting about this character in this game. People defending this character. This is what we're doing right now. But if you want to talk about journalists, it gets there. You see, because Paul Tassi then quote tweets it saying, "Journalism strikes again," says a man making a fake tweet with a fake quote. What happens next is honestly hilarious. Because I then quote tweet you with the actual line from the article saying, "The tweet may not have been real, but the article and line were," pretty much signifying that, hey, just because it didn't have it on the tweet doesn't mean that it wasn't written in the actual article that RGT talked about. And what did Paul do instead of saying, "Hey, you're right about that. Cool, you got the right information. Awesome, I appreciate that." He blocked me. It's almost like every single time you show them that you're doing a better job as a journalist while not being a journalist, they get angry and upset about things. Simple 2-second searches really are the more insane part about all of this, that nobody understands what's actually happening in the industry. And that's why I'm making this video. Not because Hermadur, I like pretty girl, or oh my god, everybody ugly, because honestly, I really don't give a shit. What I want is for the actual developer to make the kind of game they want to make without anybody having this sort of input about like, you should make them look like this, or you should make them act like that. Let them make their own artistic vision, and that's how things should go. If you like the way the character looks and you want to buy the game to support it, then do that. If you don't like the way the character looks and you don't want to buy the game and not support it, then do that. It's the free market, baby. Capitalism at its finest. It couldn't be a better other system than that. And if you really want to go ahead and push through and say, hey, we want to market a game to more people, make them attractive, make them play the way they want to play, and you can make that decision on your own. You can decide how you want to do things. But having other journos literally sit there and insult other people, insult other content creators, insult everybody else, calling them coomers, being annoyed, saying that, oh, you can have it this way, but not that way, because I like it this way and you can't have it that way, is really the stupidest thing. You're not the moral authority of anyone. You can't tell anyone what to do because it is not your life. It is our life. We can choose how we want to live our life. You can choose how you want to live your life. Don't come to me and tell me that you're pissing on my leg and you're calling it rain. That's not how this works, my friend. And what I really can't wait for are going to be the mods for Stellar Blade when it comes to PC. Because if you think the game is lewd now, then honey, you got a big storm coming. So ladies and gentlemen, let me know what you guys think about this controversy down in the comments section down below. As you can see, once again, we are under attack by being called incels and everything else, and everyone's using strawman arguments to try and downplay the fact that people like attractive characters in video games. Surprise, who would have known? People like pretty things. But if you want to see more of this kind of content, subscribe to the channel. We're getting close to 68,000 subscribers. I just want to say thank you guys so very much. We are on our way to 69,000, which is honestly crazy. I did not expect this whatsoever. But if you want to see more content like this, more PC port reviews, gaming news, Steam Deck videos, and more, subscribe. If you want to join the live stream every Saturday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern and have emotes for that live stream and also have Discord access, consider becoming a YouTube member. It's as low as a dollar. If you don't want to spend the buck, don't sweat it. It's all good. Just come on down and hang out. Have a great time because my community is insane and are the absolute best. And I love all of them. They're freaking amazing. Thank you guys so much. With all that being said, though, thank you guys so much for watching. Hope you have a great one, and I'll see you next time.